When you're online dating, avoid these guys at all costs.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top five men that you want to avoid when you're online dating. These are the types of guys that you will see popping up very often and the types that you want to stay away from if you want success in your online dating endeavors. Before I dive into this video though, you should definitely be sure to check out our free online dating app quiz because this will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and totally free. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Definitely go take the quiz, then come on back here and comment below what your results are because we'd love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our deals page because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps, and why spend more money if you don't have to? So be sure to click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below to go to our deals page and possibly save yourself some dough on some of your favorite dating sites. All right, let's get into it. So the number one guy that you want to avoid when you're online dating or dating in general is the no effort guy. So this is the type of guy who will send, first off, very low or basically no effort first messages. He'll say that, hey, what's up? Just like very plain, very basic, very no or low effort messages. You'll be the one continuing the conversation. You'll be the one, you know, with carrying the conversation on your back. You'll be the one actually having any momentum to move things forward with this guy. So right off the bat, usually, he'll be putting in low or no effort. So, you know, conversations and dating is reciprocal. There's some give and take, there's some pull and push. Not always will a guy be the one to be steamrolling the convo. Not always will the guy be the one in the driver's seat for every single conversation. However, you can tell, you know, when someone's putting in very low effort. Sometimes we go after guys who are low effort because they're attractive in some way, or there are some redeeming quality that you really like about them and you're hoping that they'll maybe be different than they seem online. Or sometimes we just kid ourselves into thinking that they're just, you know, very low effort online, on their online endeavors, but in real life they're going to be completely different. I mean, how often is that necessarily the case? You know, the thing is, you don't want to go after people who are putting in like basically no effort because that will tend to bleed over into their real life. I mean, you know, there's the phrase, if he wanted to, he would, right? If he cared, if he was interested, if he was invested off the get-go, he would show it in some way. He would take the effort to send messages that would engage you in a conversation. He would put in the effort to ask you out on a date. You wouldn't be the one always putting in the effort. And that's what you want to avoid. I mean, no matter who you are and who you're dating, it should never just be on you to make things happen solely. So not only do you want to avoid guys who are putting in low or no effort in their messages, but also, you know, in their dates. What kind of dates are they asking you out on? Are they asking you for Netflix and chill? Are they asking you to hang out? I would say at this point, we're past that, right? If you're looking for something serious, if you're not just looking for a one-night thing or a hookup, I mean, then maybe the low-effort thing doesn't really matter there. But if you're looking for actually something with someone, some nice dating, maybe a relationship, don't go after someone who is just providing these low-effort dates. But, you know, especially if they don't even call them a date. If they say, we're going to hang out, we're going to chill, we're going to whatever, avoid it if you're looking for something serious, because that off the get-go, that's not what they're going to provide for you. And also, if you accept this type of behavior, it sort of sets them on the trajectory that they're going to keep continuing this low effort behavior. You know, it's being rewarded with you going actually to see them and accepting it. So show the kind of behavior that you expect and the kind of behavior that you will be receiving. You know, if you allow them to be super low effort to you, then that will just continue because again, they're being rewarded for it. So show them with your actions, with not responding or saying, you know, I need more than this. Show them with your actions that you expect more, and the people who are pursuing you should be giving you more than that. Go for somebody who actually sets up a time and day for a date, plans something out for you, puts in some effort. Think about the last time you hung out with a group of girlfriends. Did they put in more effort for that hangout than this guy is putting into a date with you? You know it's not a good thing. Right, before we move on to the next guy to avoid, if you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and hit subscribe. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up. because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes their videos out for more people to see. So we'd really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, so let's get on to number two on who to avoid when you're dating, and that is the angry guy. So this seems obvious, however, this is one of those red flags that are so easily overlooked when we are very smitten with the guy, when everything else seems great. However, anger is a real problem, and it's something definitely to avoid if it rears its ugly head super early on in the dating process. So if you're talking to a guy and he is angry about so many things, so many minuscule things, of course that's a red flag right off the bat. Especially take a look at how he talks about women, you know? Is he angry with them in general? Because some guys actually do have this hang up with women, especially if they've been rejected a lot, or they have some sort of anger happening, or they listen too much to macho podcasts or something, and they have this whole hang up against women. And just because you think, oh, yeah, he isn't like this about women, he talks crap about women all the time, however, he says, I'm not like that. That is a huge red flag, because he has this anger towards women and you think you're exempt. Maybe you are at the moment, but for how long, you know? If he calls women derogatory names, if he shames them, if he is just extremely against women and angry towards them, that is a huge thing to look out for, because eventually that's just gonna turn on you. Not just towards other women, but other people in general, especially people who he considers below him. The obvious example is wait staff or anyone who works in some sort of serving job, or people who he is paying to do more menial work for him. How does he treat them? Is he angry towards them? Does he get, you know, easily mad at restaurants, at little things that go wrong? Did the waiter bring him the wrong soda and he threw a fit? I mean, these bits of anger at minuscule non-issues are really indicative of how he's going to be towards actual issues. I mean, maybe it's something that you could overlook in the early stages of dating. However, the longer you're together with someone, the more you're going to do life with them. And if you want a relationship, you'll be going through ins and outs. You'll have times where things are frustrating, where things are, you know, anger-inducing, and they can be rightfully so. How will he handle things that, you know, are really, really justified to be angry at when he is overreacting to things that are pretty much not justified to be angry at? And of course, because someone is angry doesn't necessarily mean that could lead to violence. However, it could lead to violence, you know? With anger issues come sometimes physical reactions. Maybe it starts with punching a wall. Where will that end up in the long run when they get angrier? All right, so the third guy to avoid when you're online dating or dating in general is going to be the love bomber. So this is an interesting one. It's been talked about a lot more recently, but this is definitely something that you should be raising your eyebrows at. So love bombing is basically when someone off of the bat, really early on in the stages of dating, you know, gives an overt amount of love and affection to the point where it seems unjustified for the amount of time you've actually spent together and for the amount that he actually knows about you. So for example, if you've gone on one date and they're already, you know, talking about the love word, if they're already talking about moving in together, the kids you're gonna have, how much they adore you, they love you, you're amazing, blah blah blah. You know, you probably are amazing and everything. However, this person doesn't really know you yet, and to be thinking about the future in that way, to be gassing you up so much when they don't really know you yet, that's definitely a red flag. It could indicate actually that they're not really seeing you as a fully fledged human with flaws and all in your own life and everything. They're just possibly seeing you as some idealized version of yourself that you might not actually be. Of course, this is not saying that you're not the things they say. I'm sure you're beautiful, lovely, amazing, everything that they're complimenting you on. However, just beware, because these compliments can come from a place of emptiness. They can come from a hollow sort of a place, because they don't, again, really know you yet. Relationships and love takes time to build up. And think about the reasons why this could be. Why is somebody love bombing? Why is someone so obsessed right off of the bat when it's not really justified yet? What reasons could this be? I mean, this is kind of textbook narcissist behavior. It's textbook scamming behavior. What do they want out of you? Is it something physical? Is it money? Is it companionship? Are they just not thinking things through? There's a lot of reasons that they could be doing this. Some could be very much intentional and planned out, and they could be planning to hurt you. Some could just be, they're not really seeing you as a fully fledged human at this point. Either way, beware of the person who love bombs you. Give yourself a big old love bomb by saving some money and checking out our deals page. So we here Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals on different dating sites and dating apps, and why spend more money if you don't have to? So click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description and down below. Head over to our deals page, see if you can't save some money on your favorite dating sites and dating apps. All right, so the next guy to avoid when you're online dating is the imaginary guy. This is the guy you have some sort of relationship with online only. So maybe he'll make all of these promises to you. Oh, I cannot wait to meet up. I'll see you this weekend, or maybe in a month or 2 months, or I'm really busy. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll see you this time. Maybe you never even FaceTime. Maybe he just makes excuses. But there are some men who want this sort of online relationship, this sort of stability and fun that comes with texting someone amazing like you all the time, or maybe FaceTiming or whatever it is that they are looking for. But they have no intention of ever meeting up in real life, whether that be they have other girlfriends, other women in their life, other people in their life. Maybe there's something that they're not telling you. Maybe they don't live where they say they live. Maybe they don't live the lifestyle they say they live. Maybe they're not even who they say they are. Maybe they're catfishing. But you know, there's a whole slew of men who are online, and they choose to enter into these online only relationships with women and never actually intend to meet them. However, they will string you along. You can find yourself over time being like, okay, I'm very, very much into this person. When can we meet? I'll make it happen. I'll even fly to you. And still it's not gonna happen for the most part. So just beware of people who give you empty promises. Definitely set up a time frame where you think, you know, okay, at this point we should have moved into something physical, we should have met in person. Don't be like the people on Catfish and go, you know, a decade talking to someone you don't even actually know who they are. So if you're looking for a real in-person relationship and they're promising this but it's never happening, be wary of it, look into it, wonder why, and try to avoid it. You know, unless you just want a pen pal, could work for you. Question of the day, do you have any other types of guys who you think you should avoid when you're online dating or dating in general? What other types of guys besides these five have you encountered, or hopefully will never encounter, in your dating life? So leave your stories, your comments, your opinions, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. Let's get talking about some more types of guys to avoid. And the last type of guy to avoid in your dating life is going to be the game player. So guys can play all sorts of different types of games in different types of ways. So one of the ways that men actually tend to play games is sort of psychologically. Of course, there's the whole age-old, you know, dating advice that really should be thrown out the window that says you can't call someone back after a few days after the date, you can't show too much interest at these things, these games that people play with each other. I would say it's definitely time to avoid these. I think as a society, it's time we moved on from those games. I mean, a little bit of give and take, a little bit of flirtation, a little bit of mystery can be good. However, you know, playing with people's heads is just not gonna work out anymore. You know, we're not gonna allow this to be happening to us. Maybe they play these sort of games because they don't want to let on that they like you so much. However, if you're looking for a mature relationship, then games like this have no place in it. And game players obviously find it a little bit hard to be open emotionally, and it can be hard to be in a relationship with someone who's not necessarily ready to show emotion. Of course, by game player, we can also mean players, like guys who are playing the field, who are lying to you, who are just in it for one thing and you're actually looking for something real, guys who are talking to multiple women and, you know, it's just not what you're looking for at this moment. So if you're looking for something serious, you should look for a guy who is also in it for something serious as well. But those are the top five guys to avoid when you are online dating or dating in general. Definitely hope that this was entertaining and interesting to watch. Do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz that's gonna pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app, hopefully with some great men on there. That's gonna be linked above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our deals page, because we're always getting awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. Could save yourself some money on a host of the best dating sites and apps out there. So make sure to check out our deals page to possibly save yourself some money. Gonna be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you are just about done with this video, be sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. who are some other men to avoid when you're dating online or in person? Let's talk about it in the comment section down below. I'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye.